Good evening. This is Akashwani, and I am Ashok Ojha with the news at 9. The headlines. Supreme Court sets 3 months deadline for President to decide on bills referred by Governor. In West Bengal, 3 persons killed and 18 police personnel injured in Waqf-related violence in Murshidabad district. Calcutta High Court orders deployment of central police forces in affected areas. Finance Ministry hands over 550 crore rupees to Asset Disposal Committee for refund to victims of Rose Valley Ponzi scam. Hundreds of flights and trains cancelled as wind storm hit Beijing and northern China. President and Prime Minister express condolence over demise of Indian classical dancer and Padma awardee Kumbhudni Lakhya. And in Archery World Cup Stage 1, India's mixed compound team to take on Chinese Taipei in title clash in Florida tonight. The news in detail. The Supreme Court has ruled that the President must decide on state bills reserved by governors for presidential assent within 3 months. The apex court set aside Tamil Nadu Governor R.N. Ravi's decision to withhold assent to 10 pending bills and in the process ruled that the president should also not take more than 3 months in arriving at a decision on bills referred by governors. A report.
A bench of Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Justice Mahadevan clarified that if there's any delay beyond this period, valid reasons must be provided and shared with the concerned state. The court stated that just like governors, the president cannot sit indefinitely on bills or exercise an absolute veto. If no action is taken within the set time frame, states have the right to move the courts and seek a writ of mandamus. The judgment emphasizes cooperation, urging states to engage in pre-legislation discussions with the center, especially on sensitive constitutional matters. Similarly, the central government has been asked to treat state proposals with seriousness and speed. In case a bill is withheld due to constitutional concerns, the court recommended that the president seek the Supreme Court's advice under Article 143. Vaibhav Srivastav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Supreme Court has said it is not undermining the office of the governor in fixing a timeline for their actions against Article 200, but they must act with due deference to the settled conventions of parliamentary democracy. Article 200 empowers the governor to give assent to the bills presented to him, withhold the assent, or reserve it for the consideration of the president. In West Bengal, 3 persons were killed and 18 police personnel have been injured in Waqf-related violence in some areas of Murshidabad district. 118 people have been arrested so far in these incidents. Paramilitary forces have been deployed in the affected areas and senior police officers are patrolling the areas. Violence and arson erupted yesterday at Suti, Shamshergan, Jalangi, Lalgula and Thulian of Murshidabad district against the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. A large number of people resorted to hooliganism yesterday while protesting against the act. Houses, shops, government properties and police vehicles were torched and damaged. Meanwhile, a special bench of the Calcutta High Court has ordered deployment of central police forces in Murshidabad district to maintain law and order, restore police and bring the situation under control. The court said that in case of unrest in other parts of the state, forces will be deployed there as well. It directed the Central Armed Police Forces to extend full cooperation to the state authorities. The High Court also directed the state and the central government to submit separate reports to the court by 17th of April. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has urged people to stay calm and not to indulge in rioting in the name of religion. She said people who are indulging in vandalism will be punished. She also stressed that Waqf Amendment Act 2025 will not be implemented in West Bengal. BJP has hit out at the TMC-led West Bengal government over the incidents of violence in Murshidabad district. BJP State President Dr. Sukant Majumdar said central government's intervention in the violence is necessary. Leader of opposition Suvendu Adhikari said he has written to the Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav for NIA investigation for the arson at various railway stations in Murshidabad. In a major step towards justice for lakhs of investors affected by the Rose Valley Ponzi scam, Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary today handed over a demand draft of over 515 crore rupees to the chairman of the Asset Disposal Committee, D.K. Seth. According to a statement from the Finance Ministry, this money will help repay nearly 7.5 lakh victims of the scam. So far, over 31 lakh claims have been lodged with the committee. A report.
The Enforcement Directorate is currently investigating 5 separate cases against the Rose Valley Group under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act across West Bengal, Odisha, Assam and Tripura. Charges have already been filed in special courts. Investigation shows that the group collected over 17,500 crore rupees from the public by promising land, hotel, timeshare and higher interest returns. Out of the total fund raised, more than 6,000 crore rupees were never returned to the investors. Official says this is one of the largest investigation of its kind handled by the Enforcement Directorate. This is Sudhir Yadav from Akashvani News, Delhi.
Enforcement Directorate has initiated possession of immovable assets worth over 661 crore rupees linked to money laundering case against National Herald. The probe agency in a statement said that it has issued notices to property registrars in Delhi, Mumbai and Lucknow. These properties were attached after extensive investigation by ED, which revealed the generation, possession and use of proceeds of crime to the tune of 988 crore rupees. The action has been taken to secure the proceeds of crime and to prevent the accused from dissipating the same. The case pertains to allegations of financial irregularities and misappropriation of funds in the acquisition of Associated Journals Limited, AJL, which once published the National Herald newspaper. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handles at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more news, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today affirmed that both the Union Government and the Maharashtra Government are committed to developing Raigarh Fort, the historic seat of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj, as a source of inspiration for the youth of the nation. The Home Minister made the remarks while paying homage and offering floral tributes on the occasion of 345th death anniversary of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj at Raigarh Fort in Maharashtra. He appealed to the Chief Minister of Maharashtra to ensure that every student from classes 7 to 12 visits this sacred site at least once so that they can connect with the legacy and ideals of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj. Mr. Shah stated that Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj's enduring message was that fight for Swaraj must never cease. He added that today the Union Government is faithfully following Shivaji Maharaj's vision and working tirelessly to establish India as a beacon of hope for the entire world.
स्वधर्म बच गया, हमारी भाषाएं बच गई, हमारी संस्कृति बच गई और आज हम देश की आजादी के 75 साल के बाद दुनिया के सामने सर उठाकर खड़े हैं और हम संकल्प करते हैं कि 100 साल जब हो गया आजादी को दुनिया में एक नंबर पर हमारा भारत होगा उसकी मूल कल्पना इस शिवराय ने रखी.
President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today condoled the passing of Indian classical dancer and Padma awardee Kumudni Lakhiar. The renowned Kathak dancer passed away at the age of 95 today in Ahmedabad. In a social media post, President Murmu said, Ms. Lakhiar transformed the presentation of Kathak dance through innovative contemporary interpretations. Prime Minister Modi also hailed Kumudni Lakhiar as an outstanding cultural icon whose passion towards Kathak and Indian classical dances reflected in her remarkable work. Mr. Modi said that she also nurtured generations of dancers and her contributions will continue to be cherished. Nearly 100 people and organizations have participated in the Waves Anime and Manga Contest, WAM, held in Hyderabad this afternoon at the Telangana Academy for Skill and Knowledge Task. The Media and Entertainment Association of India, along with Telangana VFX Animation and Gaming Association, has held the contest as part of its 11 Cities event as part of the upcoming World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit to be held next month in Mumbai. Senior retired IAS officer B.P. Acharya, who was one of the jury, said Waves will help the country to project the country's potential in the emerging sectors like animation on the world platform. platform.
Government of India has taken the initiative in collaboration with WAVES to create this kind of a competition among the youth in the country. Across India, in 11 cities, they are conducting programs to encourage talent among the youth and professionals to create awareness about the animation industry, the webtoons, the anime, manga cartoons, areas which are not very popular among the youth otherwise in terms of employment potential.
Speaking on the occasion, CEO of Telangana Academy of Skill and Knowledge, Srikant Sinha, said people should see animation and other related sectors as good careers, and VAM-like events will help encourage the youngsters to take these sectors as their careers.
Through this VAM, our endeavor is that we should be highlighting the careers available in animation, gaming, visual effects, in anime, in all the various fields of the AVGC sector or the image sector, as we call it here in Telangana, so that more and more youth can come up and take jobs in this industry and create Telangana as one of the major hubs for any kind of AVGC industry here in the global south.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Assam and Meghalaya tomorrow. The Met Department also predicted thunderstorms along with gusty winds and lightning over Kerala, Mahi, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Rayalaseema and Telangana. More from our correspondent.
The Weather Department predicted thunderstorms with lightning over south interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, coastal and north interior Karnataka. The IMD added that thunderstorms with gusty winds are likely to prevail over Jharkhand, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh. Similar conditions are expected over east and northeast India over the next 2 to 3 days. Further, the IMD predicted heat wave conditions at isolated places over coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam tomorrow. The IMD added that heat wave conditions are likely to prevail in west and East Rajasthan, West Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Punjab and Haryana from the 14th to 18th of this month. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Hundreds of flights have been cancelled and train lines suspended as the wind storm hit Beijing and northern China today. According to media reports, 838 flights have been cancelled at the capital's two major airports. Train services, including the airport's express subway line and some high-speed rail lines, have been suspended. Parks have also been shut, with some old trees reinforced or trimmed in preparation, but almost 300 trees have already fallen in the capital. A number of vehicles were damaged, however, no injuries were reported. Yesterday, the authorities urged millions of people to stay indoors. Wind gusts of up to 150 kilometers per hour, the strongest in the Chinese capital in more than half a century, have forced the closure of attractions and historic sites. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the citizens on the eve of Vaishakhi, Vishu, Bohag Bihu, Poila Baishakh, Meshadi, Vaishagari, Pudunthu, Pirapu. In a message, the president wished that these vibrant festivals inspire people to work with commitment and dedication towards the development of the nation. In Archery World Cup Stage 1, India's mixed compound team to take on Chinese Taipei in title clash in Florida, United States tonight. Indian team of Jyoti Surekha Venom and Rishabh Yadav advanced to the final by beating Toja Ellison and team Zev Snake of Slovenia 159-155 in the semifinals. In IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants beat Gujarat Titans by 6 wickets at the Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. Put into bat first, Gujarat Titans scored 180 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in 20 overs. In the second match of the day, Punjab Kings were 211 for the loss of 6 wickets in 18.1 overs against Sunrisers Hyderabad a short while ago. And now before we end this bulletin, the headlines once again. Supreme Court sets 3 months deadline for President to decide on bills referred by Governor. In West Bengal, 3 persons killed and 18 police personnel injured in Waqf-related violence in Murshidabad district. Finance Ministry hands over 515 crore rupees to Asset Disposal Committee for refund to victims of Rose Valley Ponzi scam. Hundreds of flights and trains cancelled and windstorm hit Beijing and northern China. President and Prime Minister express condolence over demise of Indian classical dancer and Padma Awardee Kumudni Lakhia. And that is all in the news at 9 tonight. Good night.